Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello again and welcome to another Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM, our local radio station, with me, your host, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. So how are you tonight? Are you fighting fit, raring to go? You'll need to be, because tonight we're on a sporty theme.
In keeping with the Olympic Games going on in London and England.
What do you mean you haven't heard? We can't get away from it. It's even here in Holy Half Hour. There's nothing sacred. Anyway, what has Olympics and sport got to do with holy things? Well, sit back and we'll see in the next few minutes. Or maybe it's more a case of running on the spot and working up a bit of a sweat. But anyway, our theme tonight is, let's not be couch potatoes, but let's rather aspire to being spiritual Olympians. To get us off and running, here is probably the most famous piece of running music, Chariots of Fire by Vangelis. The famous film Chariots of Fire was all about the amazing Christian athlete Eric Liddell. Now there was a man who combined his sport and his faith. Remember his story? It was the Paris Olympics in 1924. Eric Liddell had qualified to compete in the 200-yard sprint race and was indeed a favourite to win the gold medal. However, he discovered to his horror that the 200-yard final was to be held on a Sunday, the Sabbath. Liddell was a devout man and it was against his principles to run on the Sabbath. That was the day he kept holy and dedicated to worshipping God. So what was he to do? This was his chance in a lifetime to take part in the Olympic Games and maybe win a gold medal. But Eric didn't hesitate. For him there was no dilemma. God came first in his life. Indeed, he always said that God gave him the talent to run and he ran to please God. Fortunately, a solution was found. He could switch to the 400 yards race, which was not on a Sunday. Of course, it was not his event, and he had much less chance of winning. Well, Eric Liddell ran the race of his life, and with God's help, he did beat the favourite Harold Abrahams to win the gold medal. God honours those who honour him. That's what the film Chariots of Fire was all about. By the way, Eric Liddell went on to become a missionary to China, which brings us nicely right up to date with the Olympics right now,
for they're being held in London. So to put us in the mood, here is Ralph McTell's song The Streets of London, sung by the group Faith.
Yesterday's news.
the earliest Olympic Games that we know about were held in the year 776 BC, 2,700 years ago. They were held in a place called Olympus in Greece, hence the name Olympic Games. Then they were reinvented in 1896 by a Frenchman and held once again in Greece.
As with the ancient games, they were only for men. Women started competing in 1900. The London Olympics will be the 30th modern Olympiad.
Over 10,000 competitors from about 200 different countries will compete, and over half of the world's population will watch on television. It's funny how competing against each other is a great way of uniting the world. Here are some very interesting facts about the Olympic Games. The winner of Wimbledon receives nearly £1 million in prize money and can earn a further few millions by advertising. But the winner of the tennis competition in the Olympics will get no prize money but a gold medal and glory. And still Nadal and Federer and all the rest will turn up. The shooting competitions are won and lost by as little as 1 millimetre. That's the width of the point of a pen. Gymnastics has winning margins of 1/100th of a point. Athletics has winning and losing margins of 1/1000ths of a second. The hockey, football and basketball competitions have all been decided by the last attack of the game. The 100 metres race takes less than 10 seconds to run. It takes 4 years or more to prepare for that 10 seconds in a runner's life. Remember Linford Christie in Atlanta in 1996, ending a glorious career in defence of his gold medal, which he won in Barcelona in 1992, by being disqualified after two false starts in the 100-metre final. There was a weightlifter who won a gold medal by lifting 2.5 times his own body weight. And think of the courage of the high diver who hit the diving board, and after he recovered, he went straight back up and did it right the second time. Here's Bonnie Tyler holding out for a hero. I'm sure she'll find quite a few heroes in the Olympics. There have been some amazing Olympic athletes over the years. Remember Mark Spitz, the swimmer in 1972, who won 7 gold medals with 7 world records in 7 days? A record under threat by Michael Phelps this year, eh? Carol Lewis, the sprinter and jumper, won 4 gold medals in 1 Olympics and won gold medals over 4 different Olympics over a period of 16 years, and they won 9 gold medals in total. Tessa Sanderson, the British javelin thrower, competed in 6 different Olympics over a 24-year period. Arguably, the greatest Olympian of all time is British, Sir Stephen Redgrave, the rower who won 5 gold medals over 5 different Olympic Games over 20 years. What are all these Olympians doing? The motto of the Olympic movement is Citius Altius Fortius, which is Latin for faster, higher, stronger. The aim is to push back the frontiers of human achievement, to achieve personal bests and new world records. The Games are a celebration of life, health, talents, the competitive spirit, triumphs over adversity, character building, fulfilling dreams, David's overcoming Goliaths, and winning against the odds. They're also a celebration of nations playing together peacefully rather than making war. Although sometimes we lose that plot with Hitler in Berlin, the Soviet Union in Moscow, and the East Germans and others on drugs. Here's a song entitled Champion. The world is looking for a hero. And there is only one perfect champion of the whole human race, as the song points out.
Sword of justice, the old grave.
So why do the Olympians do it? They do it for the taking part, the travel and the experience, the competing, the gold medal, the winning feeling, the fame and fortune, the immortality of being a legend. They also do it just for fun. Some people climb mountains of one kind or another just because they're there, just for the fun of it. Well, it's a challenge. So there's glory, fame, fortune, popularity, achievement, winning, being top dog, national glory, just for the fun of it. And then there's Eric Liddell, who said, "I just run to please God." God gave him a talent, and he felt he owed it to God to use it for God's glory. Now there's a lovely way to live. So let's all be spiritual Olympians, living to please God. God likes to see cows chewing, frogs leaping, puppies playing, and God likes to see us living life to our full potential, as he designed us to be. He wants us to be all that we can be in body, mind, and spirit. Be an ASS for Jesus, an athlete, a scholar, and a saint. We can't all be gold medal winners, but we can all achieve personal bests. It will not be easy. Neither Olympic Games nor life in general are easy. It always requires hard work, blood, sweat, and tears, dedication, skill, training, coaching, support, and a will to win. We need concentration and perseverance and bounce-back ability. Now there's a great word, is it no? We cannot do it alone, but then we don't have to do it alone. We have Jesus, and we have Jesus' people sent to help us. So hang in there and go for it. And in the end, you too will be able to look back over your life with satisfaction, like St. Paul, and say, "I have run the race, and I have kept the faith." So keep jogging on till we meet again, same time next week, here on 3TFM.
To begin.